Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Liverpool's run-in, cometh the hour, cometh the studge, by Ollie Emerson. Hello, hello, here we go. It's getting closer. Southampton at home, West Ham away, Middlesbrough at home. 6 points will do us, says Fred. Nah, we need 7, offers Barry. Don't be so pessimistic. 4 points and Champions League football's as good as ours, predicts Bob. Maybe all Liverpool need is Daniel Sturridge in order to go above and beyond those totals. To say that Sturridge is a secret weapon is unfair. Everyone's aware of his qualities, to the extent where in a quiet season where he struggled for form, minutes when fit, and fitness in general, he still managed 8 goals for club and country. With Liverpool's fixtures to come against Southampton, West Ham and Middlesbrough, all have little to play for. Southampton and West Ham are lodged in mid-table, while Spurs should be relegated by the final day. With this in mind, and given Liverpool's weaknesses, it's going to be very easy for players to mimic sitting on the sand by sitting at the back, making it tricky and looking to counter when given the chance. Given Sturridge seems to have lost a tiny bit of pace this season, it's only natural for Liverpool to use his skills on the ball rather than running off it. His touch, guile and vision are greatly underrated qualities when compared to the striker's lethal finishing, and having Sturridge in the team not only adds a striker who knows where the goal is, but also how to set others up. Where does he play though? Divock Origi hasn't been at his best recently, but is certainly trying hard and providing a useful outlet as a very powerful striker at the top of the pitch, even if that sort of role isn't one that will shoot the Belgian to greatness. Origi hasn't scored in his last 4, so could do with sitting a game or two out. That's an even greater idea when you consider that Liverpool haven't actually been playing that well recently. Of the Reds' last 5 goals, I count 3 wonder strikes, one from a set piece and one scrappy one from a knockdown. Whilst grinding out wins is all well and good, and given Liverpool's leaky defence it seems great, it's perhaps not sustainable, and we certainly wouldn't want it to come crashing down right at the most important part of the season. Plus, you can't say that a lineup of Can, Wijnaldum, Lallana, Firmino, Coutinho, Sturridge doesn't look a little sexier than what we've seen in recent weeks. It must be said too that cometh the hour, usually cometh the studge. It's easily forgotten the huge part he played in the run to the Europa League final last season when the pressure was on. Scoring a penalty against Manchester United at 0-0, he was dropped in favour of Origi against Dortmund, but still showed a cool head to make an intelligent run and tee up Milner for that cross to Lovren, before scoring a decisive goal against Villarreal, and then the beautiful strike against Sevilla that unfortunately led to nothing. Should Sturridge come in and make the difference, something he's well capable of, he'd also be firmly putting himself in the shop window for a summer move. Like it or not, the 27-year-old will likely be off in the summer. Talk of £40 million bids earlier in the week was laughed off by even the most optimistic of Reds, but their tune may change if he comes in and scores some important goals to round off an injury-ravaged, but ultimately very impressive, Liverpool career. Cometh the hour, cometh the studge. Just think about it, Jürgen. At this point, there is no point in me losing my faith in Daniel Sturridge. It's always been pretty strong. I've always really rated him highly as a footballer, even when he's underperforming or seems to be struggling for whatever reason. when he's on the pitch, I'm always sort of confident that something can happen around him, because as Ollie points out in this piece, his technical ability, apart altogether from his finishing, is something that's massively underrated. And when we really needed him recently, he was the most under-celebrated of the three substitutes that came on to turn a match. The two Brazilian boys got the goals, but it was Daniel Sturridge's pass, wonderful pass, which set up the first one. So I would be very much in favour of this idea of bringing him in for the end, especially if he is quite fit at the moment and he seems to be training from what we can see. There's obviously a lot of sort of vagueness around Daniel Sturridge, nothing like the amount of vagueness around Jordan Henderson. What that's about, I do not know. It's so frustrating. But with Sturridge, I think it's simply just a matter of exasperation. That the fact that it just, these injury problems never go away. So that's probably at the root of the vagueness when Klopp is speaking about him. But he does seem to be training. And Klopp has been quoted as saying the last couple of days he's not 100%. But he's going to say that anyway, because he hasn't probably been training for long enough at the rate that Klopp would like. But wow, wouldn't it be brilliant? This thing that I've kind of always hoped would happen, that he would come in towards the end of the season and have a nice little run, including a couple of really important goals, to really secure something that if he does end up going, and as Ollie says, it's probably likely he will, that at least we'll have that very positive memory to end our association with Daniel Sturridge. And maybe he could do enough that those of us who really love the player might get a chance to see him for one more season in red. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.